Welcome to our Ulysses European Odyssey podcast. My name is Claudia Woolgar, and I spoke to a number of our amazing partners to find out what had inspired them to get involved in the project and what it had meant to them to be part of it. Happy listening. I'm here today talking to Gulan Gerlihirli, who is still our partner for Istanbul, for Nyalan Dunya Films, and who also worked not just on the project in Istanbul, but the project in the Netherlands. Gulan, lovely to have you here.
Thank you. Lovely to be here.
Now, my dear, talking about being here, I would really love to know why you decided to take part in the project in the first place.
Well, that's not a very difficult question. When you told me all about the project and the themes of the cities, and especially the theme of Istanbul coexistence, the minute you actually utter the word, whether I would be part of the project or not, something triggered in me and I started thinking about coexistence, which perhaps I delayed. I thought I coexisted well. So it was a wonderful topic to think about and to perhaps become a better person. The theme, all the themes, and especially the theme of Istanbul made me decide very, very quickly. And apart from that, the way you designed the whole project, like there was no manipulation in what I should be doing and how I should be designing the whole thing. And I felt quite free and liberated, really. And that's how I decided. It was also precisely because I wanted to learn about all those themes, quite a selfish motivation, perhaps. But if I am ready to learn, then I think things are better in designing the events and the cultural activities and all that.
No, thank you. I think that's very true. I mean, one would hope that everybody's enriched through the project. Your focus just now on it was the theme that inspired you to get involved. How was that in terms of tackling that, building it in and structuring it in, using it to reach audiences and artists? How did that work for you?
First of all, on coexistence in Istanbul, it's a huge topic. It could have been done in one big event, perhaps, but I thought it wouldn't be fair. So not only me, with my team, we thought we should extend the topic, not only organizing and designing activities and all that, but a hub for thinking, a hub for asking questions. And we tried to make it in a very egalitarian, non-hierarchical way, so people can be totally open and sincere and friendly in a democratic way. So that's what we try to do. So those cultural activities, all the films and dance performances, talks, arts installation events and all that, they were all actually tools to start thinking and talking with one another. And the other thing is did not actually translate the whole term as it is, like coexistence. We thought togetherness is a softer way of approaching the whole thing, because coexistence sounds a little bit, technical, co-piloting, coexistence, and all that. And also, of course, it covers the whole nature, the whole universe as well. But togetherness was more attainable. It encouraged people to talk more and in a freer way.
I was obviously at the Balat House discussion during your Istanbul event, which was incredibly moving as a discussion and an extraordinary group of women. People can find out more about that on our website. And I can certainly see that that reframing as togetherness enabled everybody to be there. That really was, I mean, I know your event lasted for a very long time, but I always see that event as your symposium in some ways. Do you see that, or do you see the symposium being much broader?
It was actually much broader, and we held 2 day in a more conventional way symposium with sociologists, city planners, audio coexistence in the city, and all the rest of it. It was nice, but those small meetings were a lot more meaningful for me. I mean, Balat was one of them. I had three others with students and quite diverse groups and all that. And Balat was extremely moving because the diversity of women, and being only women, perhaps I'm being sexist here, was also another thing, another dimension of the whole thing. But the other the student meetings and all that, they were also quite a learning hub. It was lovely. Students, youngsters, a young generation, talking to one another in a very open way, and they were all so happy with that. And they, some of them actually decided to hold coexistence meetings yearly or whenever it happens. So that was quite rewarding for me, because in those meetings, you may have noticed in the Balat one, I preferred not to speak so much because I did say that, you know, I'm here to learn from you because I need to correct myself or enrich myself with your experiences. So it was nice. The sincerity, the frankness was the moving part. And I think Balat being the very powerful one, but the others also contributed to my becoming, or to my change, let's say, and, you know, the changing of each other. It was good.
So in that sense, the project has... I don't want to put words in your mouth, but it has developed you as a professional and your organization, and given you an exposure as well to different audience groups that you might not have reached until now. Is that fair to say?
I've always been interested in different diverse groups and all that in Istanbul. But this particular theme and the whole design of the project, yes, it was more encouraging to go out there rather than doing what you've memorized so far, to go out there to take not the risk, but, you know, the chances of changing and developing and all that. Yes, definitely, I'm not the same person. Neither is my crew. My crew members also have changed. And those filmmakers that I worked with, the artists and all that, they've all now think about coexistence. They put the theme or the concept of coexistence in their work. Mm. So I think that's a very abstract but a very powerful change.
No, I mean, I would absolutely agree. And I would love to hear you talk very briefly about how that worked within the context of the Netherlands, because, of course, you were one of the few projects where there was a connection between cities. And I'm wondering how that worked for you in the Netherlands and your Gender Matters exhibition and the screenings at Sleeker Films.
I'm preparing the video installations. Video works was also another way of deepening the knowledge of gender matters, because once you start a project or you're, you know, editing videos or you're working with your editor, you have to think very carefully, or you try to unlearn what you've learned. So that unlearning is, I think, was one of the main points in me. You don't just get out of your bed and say, okay, I'm going to unlearn today. You need some tools to push yourself into that unlearning, so there's enough room for new information, new approaches. So Netherlands, Leeuwarden worked really well in that sense for me. And being there and talking to the audience was also fantastic because I hope they went through those channels that I did when I was preparing. So it was really connecting.
Yeah, no, I think that's true. And it certainly had a very strong impact on audiences locally, whilst it was also difficult to reach people because of the subject matter. Listen, Gulan, it has been an absolute privilege and an honour to have you involved in the project. There have been friendships made through this project, as well as all that development and professional and artistic development that you're talking about. So my thanks, and on behalf of the whole consortium, to you for being with us on our odyssey. Thank you, my dear.
And thank you for making me part of the whole thing. And all those 18 cities, all those different approaches, the indifference to difference. I think it made me quite hopeful. And we could organize societies in that way, perhaps.
Let's hope. Thank you, Gulan. All the very best.
Thank you. Bye.